Today's broadcast of Bagels and Blessings has been previously recorded at an earlier time. Shalom Chaverim, that's Hebrew for hello, friends, and Shabbat Shalom, that's Hebrew for Sabbath peace. This is Ethel Chadwick. Welcome to another week of Bagels and Blessings. Today on Bagels and Blessings, you'll hear the story of Jacqueline Cervantes. So stay with me and I'll be right back.
Shabbat Shabbat, Shabbat Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat Shabbat, Shabbat Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat 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 Shalom. Am Yisrael, Am Yisrael, Am Yisrael Chai. 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 Od Avinu Chai, Od Avinu Chai.
Bagels and Blessings is a ministry of Congregation Shema Yisrael. We are a messianic congregation made up of Jews and Gentiles who believe that Jesus, or Yeshua, is the promised Messiah. Our services contain Jewish liturgy and Davidic dancing, and we celebrate the Feasts of Israel. We meet at our new location at 250 Edgewood Avenue in Brighton, and our services are Saturday mornings at 10 o'clock a.m. Please join us for worship. And while you're in the building, be sure to check out the Fig Tree Messianic Bookstore and Gift Shop, now open on Tuesdays and Thursdays from 1 to 4, and Fridays by appointment only. You can call the Fig Tree Bookstore at 585-484-7775. The Fig Tree Bookstore and Gift Shop is a great place for books, CDs, cards, jewelry, and so much more. So be sure to check them out when you visit the congregational building.
Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem.
If you have had or have been involved in an abortion decision, you may be experiencing emotional difficulties. You may feel like your life is out of control or struggle with self-destructive behaviors. You can find freedom from these challenges. The ministry Finding Freedom and Forgiveness Post-Abortion can help. Groups are forming now. Please contact us at 585-204-7869, email us at fffpaclass@gmail.com, or visit us on the internet at f3pa.org. God bless you. Classes are starting up next month, so if you are interested, please contact us. Again, the email address is fffpaclass@gmail.com. And now here's Paul Wilbur with a new arrangement of Praise Adonai.
The angels and the saints sing praise. praise to the Lord. All you that have breath, sing his praise.
Shalom, this is Paul Wilbur, and you're listening to Bagels and Blessings.
I'd like to thank Excellent Air Heating and Cooling for sponsoring Bagels and Blessings. Give them a call today at 585-889-7840. They're a family-owned and operated business. Their prices are fantastic. They will take care of your air conditioner in the summer and your furnace in the winter. Give them a call today because they love the Lord. And they are excellent. Excellent Air Heating and Cooling, 585-889-7840. And now here's Ted Pierce. Bless the name Yeshua. Amen.
We worship you, O Lord, for you alone are worthy to receive all honor and praise. You are highly exalted, Lord God Almighty. Sing out, O heaven and earth. Hallelujah, bless the name Yeshua, for he is the name above all names. Hallelujah, bless the name Yeshua. Messiah gave his life in my
Gave his life. Amen and amen. Again, that was Ted Pierce, and that is the whole reason why I am on the air. I believe that Yeshua died for us. He gave his life for us, and he rose again on the third day, and he is the Messiah, the Mashiach. This is Ethel Chadwick. You're listening to Bagels and Blessings. Stay tuned for an interview with Jacqueline Cervantes. Growing up in Richmond, Virginia, I attended Sunday school and Hebrew school, and a song that we became familiar with was Hatikva, the Israeli national anthem. Here is Bat Rivka Witten with The Hope, Hatikva. As long as within our hearts the Jewish soul sings, as long as forward to the east, to Zion, looks the eye, our hope is not yet lost. It is 2,000 years old to be a free people in our land, the land of Zion and Jerusalem. Again, that was Bat Rivka Witten. And you know, it's a good reminder that we need to pray for shalom, peace. Psalm 122:6 says, "Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. They shall prosper that love thee." Here is an oldie but goodie from Paul Wilbur, Shalom Jerusalem.
Shalom, shalom, Jerusalem. Peace be to you. When Messiah comes to take us home, may his praise be found in you. Pray for peace, Jerusalem, city of our God. their salvation was poured out for you. The atoning of the Lord. Once your streets were filled with joy, branches raised up high, shouting, "Blessed be the Holy One, Yeshua Tadonai." Shalom, shalom, Jerusalem. Peace be to you. When Messiah comes to take us home, may his praise be found in you. Israel, beloved, Ephraim, my son. How my heart would thrill to hear you say, Messiah has come. Oh, my brothers, hear these words. May they pierce your soul. Turn again to worship Adonai.
Again, that was Paul Wilbur. And next, here's Earl Schillinger to tell you how you can help keep Bagels and Blessings on the air.
Bagels and Blessings is a ministry of Shema Yisrael Messianic Congregation. Your tax-deductible contributions will help keep this program on the air. Make checks out to Shema Yisrael, that's S-H-E-M-A-Y-I-S-R-A-E-L, and please put Bagels and Blessings on the memo portion of your check. Send your contributions to Bagels and Blessings, Post Office Box 192, Scottsville, New York, 14546-0192. And you're invited to come and experience Messianic worship in person Saturday mornings at 10 a.m. at our new location, 250 Edgewood Avenue in Brighton.
Next up is Jordan Elias with Psalm 91. I really like to read this psalm when I'm feeling afraid because it's a wonderful reminder of God's protection and that we are safe in the shadow of his wings.
Secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my God, in him I will trust.
Again, that was Jordan Elias with Psalm 91. Stay tuned for my interview with Jacqueline Cervantes. But in the meantime, this song you will hear at every Jewish wedding. And they do a circle dance to it called the Hora. And it's amazing. So here is Marty Goetz with Havana Gila, which means let us rejoice.
Nagila, Havana, 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 Gila, Benisfaha. Havana, Gila, Havana, Gila, Havana, Gila, Benisfaha. Havana, Ranana, Havana, Ranana, Havana, Ranana, Benisfaha. Havana, Ranana, Havana, Ranana, Havana, Ranana, Benisfaha. Furachim, blev samea, furachim, blev samea, furachim, blev samea, furachim, blev samea, furachim, furachim, blev samea. Ranana, Havana, Ranana, Havana, Ranana, Benisfaha. Havana, Ranana, Havana, Ranana, Havana, Ranana, Benisfaha. Uru, uru, achim, urachim, blev samea, urachim, blev samea, urachim, blev samea, urachim, blev samea, urachim, urachim, blev samea.
Hello, this is Marty Goetz, and you are listening to Bagels and Blessings.
Here's my interview with Jacqueline Cervantes. Jacqueline Cervantes, welcome to Bagels and Blessings.
Thank you so much for having me, Ethel.
You're welcome. You're welcome. I am excited to hear how God has
been instrumental in your life, how he's changed your life. I'd love to know a little bit about how you were raised. Were you raised in a Jewish home or a non-Jewish home? We'll start there.
Sure. I was raised in a Jewish home. Both of my parents are Jewish, Ashkenazi Jews. So, we went to a private Jewish elementary school for a while there. We're learning Hebrew and all of the whole nine for a while there. Things did change eventually, but at first that's how it started out.
So you had a cultural Jewish upbringing. And did you ever have any friends that were Christians, or did you ever hear anything about Jesus during your earlier years?
I don't know that I remember hearing about it. I remember possibly asking about it once, actually. It's kind of a funny story. I have this vague memory, like maybe this happened sort of thing, but it was like a Passover meal with like family, extended family. I was just a kid and we were supposed to open the door for Elijah, the prophet, and we had this glass of wine at the table. And I think I remember being taken by my great uncle to do that and asking him, like, what is this for? And something about, you know, preparing for the Messiah. And I think I might have looked at him and been like, oh, is that Jesus? And he's like, no, shh, and like went back. And it was kind of funny. But that's pretty much my story there.
All right. So you grew up and eventually you must have either met someone who believed in Jesus or you heard about Jews that believed in Jesus. How did this happen? How did you discover who the Messiah is?
Okay. Well, I mean, I do in college at one point, or like junior college, CJEP, we call it in Canada. I did accidentally end up at a Christian like club area once, but that did not go over well. It actually made a really bad impression on me, to be honest, about Christianity. And I walked away saying I had no problem with any religion in the world besides Christianity, because it was just, they had the teaching that they thought everyone goes to hell. All the Jews, all your ancestors, pretty much they told me, you know, are in hell. And to me, that was just so hurtful. I know a lot of Christians do think that, but I just have a hard, when there's a partial hardening over Israel, I have a hard time. I personally just don't believe that God's the judge, and I would never want to try to pretend I know or that I'm him. I just don't personally believe he sent all the Jews in the Holocaust to hell. So that kind of gave me a very difficult impression against Christianity or about Christianity. But eventually, you know, I had started praying a lot, because I'd been through a lot in my life, and I got to a point, thankfully, where I knew I needed help moving forward. I knew I couldn't do it on my own. I knew I just didn't have the strength to go forward on my own, so I decided I would pray every day, morning and night, and so that's what I did. And eventually, I had a dream about Jesus at that point. And I had gotten to a point by then in my life, I was 25, where or maybe I was 24 at that time, 24, 25. I got saved when I was 25. But during that process where I started praying and stuff right before I gave my life to him, pretty much I had come to a point where I did believe he was a prophet. And I had grown, especially after that dream I had about him, where he didn't correct me and tell me, oh, by the way, I'm the Messiah. But he did tell me something significant about something that happened with my family. And then the next day I asked and confirmed. I was like, hey, I dreamed about Jesus. And he told me, actually, he said something really positive about my dad. He said my dad had made this good decision and he would have done the exact same thing. And I was like, what's he talking about? And I guess there was actually a story there. But so I'd grown like a strong love for him. And then eventually got to a point where finally I believe, you know, he had allowed things to happen or caused things to happen, where finally I decided, okay, I'm going to try believing in him and see what happens. And then bam, I was a different person. The next day, everything was different. I understood somehow that I needed to be baptized, even though I didn't even know what it was. And I looked in the Bible and I was like, oh, I'm right. They all get baptized right when they give life to him. I'm right. I need to be baptized. I don't know how I knew that, but you know, and I realized later, oh, it's because I received the Holy Spirit. That's how I knew to be baptized. But yeah, so it was a very, very drastic change. And then from there, just continuing to try to seek him and learn more about him and become more like him by his Spirit, definitely not by my strength.
Jacqueline, that's a wonderful story. And when you finally decided that Jesus is the Messiah and you accepted him into your heart, did you know at that time that it was a very Jewish thing to believe in a Jewish Messiah? Or did you feel that you had somehow changed religions?
There was kind of the two sides to it, I think. Because in the one sense, for that first maybe month or so, I was like, I'm a Christian, you know, which I don't identify that way anymore. I think everyone, labels are really personal. They mean different things to different people. So some people feel comfortable, some Jews may feel comfortable calling themselves Jewish Christians or whatever, you know, whatever it means to them. For me personally, I don't now, but like the first month or so I did. But at the same time, I'm also someone who I really do try to live things by God's Spirit, God willing, that much more directly the way I believe the apostles and the disciples in the book of Acts did and followers of Jesus in the book of Acts did. And so, you know, I believe they still kept the feasts and things like that. And so my initial, I also remember initially being like, oh, well, if the God of Israel is the real God, then I guess all of these things actually matter, you know, sort of thing.
Wonderful, wonderful. Okay, so you found yourself a Jewish girl who now believed that Jesus is a Messiah. And how did you explain this to your Jewish relatives?
Yeah, so that, thankfully, I mean, it was, now it's going to be 12 years around Passover. And so it's, you know, over time, obviously, well, I mean, not obviously, definitely it's not the same for everyone, but thanks be to Yahweh, thanks be to God, they have, people have gotten more and more used to it. And also, I was really blessed because I think my dad, he was a little bit unsure how to handle it. And thankfully, he ended up going to a, you know, quote unquote rabbi who actually advised him, well, you know what, something like this, I think maybe like Jesus, he was a good Jewish man. Like how could, you know, who could get upset just following a good Jewish man, right? So, and that helped put my dad at ease. And it was just like such a key thing that happened. But, yeah, I guess at first it probably wasn't the easiest at all, but I prayed, you know, and God was faithful and they got used to it, thankfully. And I tried to be sensitive too and plant seeds, but try to know when to say something and when not to.
You know, when you just told me what the rabbi's answer was to your father, I couldn't help but think that maybe that rabbi secretly believed, because he didn't sound like he was angry or shocked, or he didn't tell your father, oh, you've got to send her to a brainwasher, we've got to fix this, we have to change her. For a rabbi to say that, that is very interesting. So I just pray, whoever he is, that he, if he doesn't already, that he knows the truth about his Messiah. Because really, don't you think that was a very open comment?
Yeah, that was really, I mean, it was like a miracle, I would say. It really made a big difference for my life and my relationship with my family, you know.
Amen. So how has your life changed, and does your family see these changes?
Well, it's changed drastically. It's hard to even know where to begin on that one. But pretty much it was just, you know, very soon, very early in, I just felt like, okay, it's me and it's God. And I felt a desire to connect to my Jewish side of my faith in that sense. And I felt a connection to Israel. And it wasn't time for me to go yet. Eventually, I believe he did bring me there. I was there for 4 years. I believe I've been called to ministry, and so it's been kind of a very unique journey of him, and I've been through a lot in my life, too, is the thing. So it's been a really unique journey of a lot of preparation, just, you know, cleansing, you know, in 2 Corinthians 7, I think, verse 1 talks about cleansing ourselves of all defilements of the flesh and spirit. So just really trying to be fully cleansed and really go through a lot of inner healing and things like that, just to be that much more usable by him, you know. And I'm still, and lots of tests too, and lots of failures too. So definitely a journey.
And Jacqueline, have you had a chance to share the good news with any other Jewish people in your life?
Yes, definitely. I love evangelism. That's one of the things I love the most in this world, probably. So, and when I was in Israel, the thing is I was trying to make citizenship there. And so, there was kind of this pressure to kind of be a little more quiet about my faith until after everything was finalized. And in the end, like, the government, actually, the Ministry of Interior had found out about my faith, and it did become a problem. And so I'm still, you know, getting that sorted out. But the thing is, so I kind of had kind of shut down that part of myself in a big way compared to the way I normally would have been, which is kind of, you know, it is what it is. Otherwise, I probably would have evangelized a lot more Jews when I was out there. But let's see, I'm trying to think of which Jews I've evangelized, but definitely my family, I would say, that's for sure. And I don't know. Right now I'm not in a Jewish community. I'm definitely not always, but when I am, I'm evangelizing. Like, so depending on wherever I am at the moment, it's happening pretty much.
That's good. You bring it. You bring it wherever you go. How would you say that the Lord is using you today?
Well, it's day by day, but right now I do have the ministry side of my website, jacquelineservantes.com/ministry. And then I have a faith-based holistic coaching business as well that I've been working very hard at, and just a lot of things online. And then I'm actually in Africa right now, and here in Africa, I guess there's obviously a lot of needs as well, and so kind of still figuring out exactly what God has planned, but definitely just continuing on with evangelism and with seeing what ways I could be a blessing according to God's will.
That sounds good. Wow, you're quite the world traveler, Jacqueline.
Kind of. I was waiting for a long time to come here. I believed that I would be brought here at some point, but it just had to be the right time. And so I'm just thankful that it turned out to be finally, it looks like. And so, yeah, just taking it day by day.
That's pretty exciting.
And loving it. Definitely loving it here.
Wow. I found out years ago that I had a whole bunch of relatives in South Africa, and I actually got to go over and visit them in 2009. So I didn't see other parts of Africa, but I saw South Africa, and that was pretty amazing.
Yeah, I'm sure. I mean, it's kind of like, I learned being here, it's kind of like, in a sense, it seems to me it's kind of looked at as like a leader in a way. It's like a lot of things come from South Africa, and I think it's maybe the richest country in Africa. I'm not sure, but yeah.
Aw. Well, it's just been a delight to speak with you. And before we end our time together, is there any way you'd like us to pray for you, Jacqueline?
I guess I would just say, for God's will. Just for God's will, and just to glorify him and stay in his favor, and
Well, may the Lord continue to guide you and protect you and keep you healthy, especially as you lead others. In the fact that you're interested in holistic things means that you have a desire to see other people be healthy and whole as well. So I pray for this wholeness on you as well. And I ask God to provide all of your needs and the resources, and may he increase your ministry in the name of Yeshua. And it's just wonderful to talk with you. I'm going to ask that you stay on the line with me after we conclude so we can have a few more chats off air. But thank you so much for being my guest. May the Lord bless you.
Thank you so much. Amen and amen. Thank you. May he bless you as well.
Thank you. Oh, thank you, dear. Shalom, shalom. And I'll speak with you in a few moments.
Okay.
This is Ethel Chadwick. I hope you enjoyed the interview with Jacqueline Cervantes. And we have time for more music. This is Avner and Rachel Bosky with Oh, Praise the Lord.
Amen. Again, that was Avner and Rachel Bosky. Next up, here is a fun collaboration with Misha Getz, or shall I say Misha Hoyt, and Joshua Aaron, God Almighty Reigns.
Said you'll do, 'cause we know.
Well, that is certainly a beautiful song. I might want to do that in worship sometime at Congregation Shema Yisrael. I hope you come and visit us sometime. You know, we have our Shabbat services every Saturday morning at 10 o'clock a.m. We're located at 250 Edgewood Avenue in Brighton. We would love to have you come and join us. Next, here's Zemer Levav singing about the living water, Mayim Chayim. This is Ethel Chadwick. You're listening to Bagels and Blessings.
Chaverim, bo' lirkod, yalla!
That's from Joshua Aaron's CD, Hu Yavo. And next up, here is Phil Klein with the Aaronic Benediction.
Yivarechecha Adonai, vayismorecha. Yaher Adonai panavalecha, vikunecha. Yisa Adonai panavalecha, v'yasem lecha shalom.
Now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. This is Ethel Chadwick saying Shalom Aleichem, peace be with you. Remember, every day of your life is an opportunity to be a blessing to someone. Thank you so much for listening to Bagels and Blessings. Shalom.